Good morning and welcome to the broadcast of the Divine Service at Zion Lutheran Church in Chippewa Falls. To help you follow along, the order of worship for today's service is available under the radio tab on our website, zionlcmscf.org. The Lord bless you today through the hearing of His Word.
Please stand. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. Beloved in the Lord, let us draw near with a true heart and confess our sins unto God our Father, beseeching Him in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ to grant us forgiveness. Our help is in the name of the Lord. I said, I will confess my transgressions unto the Lord. We'll have silence for reflection on God's word and for self-examination. O Almighty God, merciful Father, I, a poor, miserable sinner, confess unto you all my sins and iniquities, with which I have ever offended you, and justly deserved your temporal and eternal punishment. But I am heartily sorry for them, and sincerely repent of them, and I pray you of your boundless mercy, and for the sake of the holy, innocent, bitter sufferings and death of your beloved Son, Jesus Christ, to be gracious and merciful to me, the poor sinful being. Upon this, your confession, I, by virtue of my office as a called and ordained servant of the Word, announce the grace of God unto all of you, and in the stead and by the command of my Lord Jesus Christ, I forgive you all your sins in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen. We turn to our insert for the introit. The Lord be with you. Let us pray. O God, you see that of ourselves we have no strength. By your mighty power, defend us from all adversities that may happen to the body, from all evil thoughts that may assault and hurt the soul, through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. The Old Testament reading for the second Sunday in Lent is from Genesis chapter 17. When Abram was 99 years old, the Lord appeared to Abram and said to him, I am God Almighty, walk before me and be blameless, that I may make my covenant between me and you and may multiply you greatly. Then Abram fell on his face, and God said to him, Behold, my covenant is with you, and you shall be the father of a multitude of nations. No longer shall your name be called Abram, but your name shall be Abraham. For I have made you the father of a multitude of nations. I will make you exceedingly fruitful, and I will make you into nations, and kings shall come from you. And I will establish my covenant between me and you and your offspring after you throughout their generations for an everlasting covenant, to be God to you and to your offspring after you. And God said to Abraham, as for Sarai, your wife, you shall not call her Sarai, but Sarah shall be her name. I will bless her, and moreover, I will give you a son by her. I will bless her, and she shall become nations. Kings of peoples shall come from her. This is the word of the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
We'll turn to our insert again to sing the gradual. The epistle is from Romans chapter 5. Therefore, since we have been justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ. Through him, we have also obtained access by faith into this grace in which we stand, and we rejoice in hope of the glory of God. More than that, we rejoice in our sufferings, knowing that suffering produces endurance, and endurance produces character, and character produces hope, and hope does not put us to shame, because God's love has been poured into our hearts through the Holy Spirit who has been given to us. For while we were still weak, at the right time, Christ died for the ungodly. For one will scarcely die for a righteous person, though perhaps for a good person one would dare even to die. But God shows his love for us in that while we were still sinners, Christ died for us. Since, therefore, we have now been justified by his blood, much more shall we be saved by him from the wrath of God. For if while we were enemies, we were reconciled to God by the death of his Son, much more, now that we are reconciled, shall we be saved by his life. More than that, we also rejoice in God through our Lord Jesus Christ, through whom we have now received reconciliation. This is the word of the Lord. Please stand in honor of the gospel. The Holy Gospel according to St. Mark, the 8th chapter. And Jesus went on with his disciples to the villages of Caesarea Philippi, and on the way he asked his disciples, who do people say that I am? And they told him, John the Baptist, and others say Elijah, and others one of the prophets. And he asked them, well, who do you say that I am? Peter answered him, you are the Christ. And he strictly charged them to tell no one about him. And he began to teach them that the Son of Man must suffer many things, and be rejected by the elders and the chief priests and the scribes, and be killed, and after 3 days rise again. And he said this plainly, and Peter took him aside and began to rebuke him. But turning and seeing his disciples, he rebuked Peter and said, get behind me, Satan, for you're not setting your mind on the things of God, but on the things of man. And he called to him the crowd with his disciples and said to them, if anyone would come after me, let him deny himself, and take up his cross and follow me. For whoever would save his life will lose it. But whoever loses his life for my sake and the gospel's will save it. For what does it profit a man to gain the whole world and forfeit his life? For what can a man give in return for his life? And whoever is ashamed of me and of my words in this adulterous and sinful generation, of him will the Son of Man also be ashamed when he comes in the glory of his Father with the holy angels. This is the gospel of the Lord. We continue by confessing our faith in the words of the Nicene Creed. I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and of all things visible and invisible, and in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of his Father before all worlds, God of God, light of light, very God, very God, begotten, not made, being of one substance with the Father, by whom all things were made, who for us men and for our salvation came down from heaven and was incarnate by the Holy Spirit of the Virgin Mary and was made man and was crucified also for us under Pontius Pilate. He suffered and was buried. And the third day he rose again according to the scriptures and ascended into heaven and sits at the right hand of the Father. And he will come again with glory to judge both the living and the dead, whose kingdom will have no end. And I believe in the Holy Spirit, the Lord and giver of life, who proceeds from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son together is worshiped and glorified, who spoke by the prophets. And I believe in one holy Christian and apostolic church. I acknowledge one baptism for the remission of sins, and I look for the resurrection of the dead and the life of the world to come. Amen. Please be seated for our hymn.
Thank you.
Grace to you and peace from God our Father and the Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. To say I have a poor sense of direction is an understatement. You can ask my family. I am easily disoriented, and well, before there were smartphones and GPS, I lived in Chicagoland, used to learn my way around Greater Chicagoland with this big, thick, multi-page atlas. And if I could, I would write down steps of where I was going ahead of time, but there were times where I'd get lost or had to figure it out on the fly. And we do not recommend, you know, driving and trying to flip through the atlas. It's worse than driving with a cell phone. But as it is, trust me, bad sense of direction. Well, these days I rely heavily on my smartphone with the nice maps app to get me where I need to go. So I can enter the destination of where I want to go, and it gives me directions to get there. And if I set the right directions, it's pretty reliable to get me to the right place. If I set the wrong destination, it's pretty reliable to get me to the wrong place. Because I'm directionally challenged, I need something or someone to give me the right setting or where I need to be. In the gospel reading today, Peter has the wrong setting, and he needed Jesus to give him the right setting. He rebuked Peter and said, "Get behind me, Satan, for you're not setting your mind on things of God, but on things of man." That doesn't sound like a very nice thing to say, but don't confuse nice with Christ or Christianity. And these things are for us as well, these words from Jesus. Like Peter, the disciples, our thoughts are not God's thoughts. Our ways are not God's ways. Our settings are off. We need Jesus to correct us, and so he does. He does this through his word. And when we set our mind on things of man, his word is not so nice, but it is for our good, to get us where he wants us to be. The Jesus rebuke of Peter, it reveals how dangerous our own thoughts can be. He says, "Get behind me, Satan." Peter, in setting his mind on things of man, he's been influenced by Satan. Yeah, Satan and the demons, they can influence people, even us, even those who otherwise follow Jesus. And Satan is working here, in this case, through Peter to tempt Jesus away from Jesus' setting. It's out of love that Jesus resets Peter correctly with his word. Jesus says, "The Son of Man must suffer many things and be rejected by the elders and the chief priests and the scribes and be killed and after 3 days rise again." Jesus' mission is revealed in the Old Testament scriptures, and for Jesus to complete the mission, he would be betrayed, brutally beaten, suffer, bear the sins of the world, die at the hands of his accusers. Jesus said this plainly to the disciples, and these are things of God that they need to hear, that we need to hear. Because as Peter revealed, they had their minds on things of man. The things of man would not have God's Christ, his anointed one, suffer or be rejected or be killed. We say that's not fair, as if we know better than God. Well, fortunately, God is not guided by our perception of fair or nice. God is guided by what is just and what is good. And incredibly, God is guided by an unfathomable love for you. And Jesus doesn't appeal to his heavenly Father based on things of man. Jesus doesn't say, "It's not fair. It's not fair that I should suffer the consequences for the sins of others," or "It's not nice to be handed over to these wicked men to be mocked and tortured when I did no wrong." Well, this is far from man's ideas of nice or fair. Man cannot conceive of a love like this. It was for those responsible for his suffering and death that Jesus came. It was for you and me. For you and me and the just payment that we deserve that caused Jesus to set his course to the cross. And Jesus knew from the beginning that this was his destination. This is the right setting. Nothing and no one could stop him. Well-intended friends like Peter, unknowingly influenced by Satan, would not stop him. Satan would not stop Jesus, though he repeatedly tried. You recall how he'd already appealed to Jesus directly, offering these attractive, nice-sounding, sensible ways to avoid suffering and rejection and death that Jesus was set to accomplish. These appeals would have worked on one whose mind was set on things of man. From man's point of view, Satan's way would have been the way to go. Comfort, not suffering. Prominence among people, not rejection. Protected, not killed. Especially for this, the anointed one, the beloved Son of God. But man, being deceived by Satan, is lost and doesn't even know it. Man in his pride does not think he needs help to get where he wants to go. Man in his sin is hopelessly lost, disoriented, and clueless as to which way to go. And so we are easily led off course when we set our minds on things of men, whether our own ideas of what is fair or nice or the influence of others or even well-intended friends. So God in his mercy reveals the things of God to us that we may set our minds on them, orient our lives toward him. Jesus says, if anyone would come after me, let him deny himself and take up his cross and follow me. This is a thing of God to set your mind on, to deny yourself, deny your selfish desires, to deny your need to have things your way or your sense of fair or nice, to deny what you believe you're entitled to according to the things of man, your rights, your property, your honor, your life, to deny those, to think that you deserve anything good is a thing of man. To recognize that everything good is from God, given you by his love and grace, that is a thing of God. To think that we must explain God in a way that others will find more palatable, more acceptable than the way God has already revealed himself, well, that's a thing of man. To believe and confess that God had to suffer, had to be rejected, he had to die in order to save people from eternal damnation because of their sin. That's a thing of God. To tell others this and that Jesus wants them to deny themselves and to take up their cross and follow Jesus is a thing of God, even if it doesn't sound nice or fair. During Lent, we deliberately contemplate the cross. This is the thing of God that we are to set our mind on. This is where God's Son, the anointed Son of the anointed and appointed Savior of the world, is glorified. And that's where Jesus finished what he said he must do for you and for the sinners around you. As we set our mind on the cross, the Lord draws us to him with our sins, our needs, our thanks. And he opens our eyes to the needs of the people around us. We take up our cross when we take up their needs and whatever is imposed on us because of Christ and who we are in him. The cross we bear is his cross, which we're privileged to carry as we follow him, our Lord. We take care of the needs of the people that God puts in our lives. We tell others about Jesus and what he's done for them. We do this not because it's easy or it's nice or it's fair. As a matter of fact, we know that it comes with persecution and suffering. And that's for the sake of Jesus. It's also for the sake of our neighbor. We don't have to be deterred. Even if well-intended friends and family may challenge us when we set our minds on things of God, we know that it's the right setting. And God comes to us to continue to set us right through His Word. He breaks into our selfish and our self-oriented minds that have been influenced by the world, that try to overwhelm our minds with images and perspectives that are not from God. In His Word, we see Jesus Christ crucified because we're selfish, because we're wicked, so that He may rescue us from our sins and deliver us from Satan. God's Word brings the way, the cross, the way of the cross, Jesus crucified and raised from the dead. Now, Peter was right in recognizing Jesus as the Christ, but he failed at the time to understand the Son of Man must suffer many things and be rejected by the elders and the chief priests and the scribes and be killed, and after 3 days rise again. But Peter's failure to understand didn't deter Jesus from accomplishing what he came to accomplish, nor does our failure to understand take away what Jesus has done. Jesus did what he said he must do for you. And so we confess Jesus as the Christ. We set our minds on him, on who he is, what he did, on what he does. And our lives are oriented toward him. We're joined with him in our baptism. We're joined to him in his suffering and in his death. We daily die to ourselves, our selfish desires, our sinful ways. And we're joined with him in his resurrection. We have the resurrected life by faith in Jesus already. When it comes to godly orientation, we sinful humans, we lack any sense of direction. And if it weren't for Jesus, we would all be eternally lost. But he's already gone the way for us, the way of the cross. And he's already secured your eternal destination. It is in him. Until he brings you home, he laid upon you a cross, and he calls you to follow him in the midst of the people around you. As we hear in Hebrews, therefore, since we are surrounded by so great a cloud of witnesses, let us also lay aside every weight and sin which clings so closely, and let us run with endurance the race that is set before us, looking to Jesus, the founder and perfecter of our faith, who for the joy that was set before him endured the cross, despising the shame, and is seated at the right hand of the throne of God. Amen. And may the peace that passes all understanding keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Amen. Please stand as we join together in the offertory. You may be seated as we respond with thanks and offering to our Lord. Please stand for prayer. In peace, let us pray to the Lord. Lord, have mercy. For all Christians, that the Holy Spirit might enable us to deny ourselves, take up our crosses and follow Christ through this troubled life into heaven, let us pray to the Lord. For the church, that all servants of the church may fulfill the ministries committed to them, and that we may each boldly confess Christ before the world, let us pray to the Lord. For faith and perseverance, that we might neither shun our Lord's suffering nor our own, and that we might be delivered out of the hand of the wicked and redeemed from the grasp of the ruthless, let us pray to the Lord. For all families, that even as God blessed and multiplied Abraham, all mothers with child might be protected and all fathers equipped to lead and raise their households in the fear and love of God, let us pray to the Lord. That the Lord, to whom belongs all kingship and rule over the nations, would bless Joseph, our president, and those who govern to rule wisely in accord with his will, let us pray to the Lord. For Lynn, Dan, Ben, Joanne, Mark, Lewis, Arlene, Elijah, Marlis, Tim, Greg, Ruth, Kathy, Lacey, Haley, Marlene, Arlene, Alexis, Nancy, Amy, Sarah, Kara, Marlis, Erno, Richard, Ben, and all in need of healing and restoration, that they may bear their crosses and endure to see the Son of Man coming in his kingdom, let us pray to the Lord. That the Lord would deepen our hunger for his table through our afflictions, that we may eat and drink Christ's body and blood and be satisfied with Christ's saving life, let us pray to the Lord. Heavenly Father, receive our praise this day for St. Peter and his confession that Jesus is the Christ. We rejoice that your Son builds his church upon this rock and that the gates of hell cannot prevail against it. Keep us in this faith all our days through the same Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever. Amen. Receive the blessing of our Lord. The grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the communion of the Holy Spirit be with you all. Amen. We continue with the service of the sacrament. The Lord be with you. Lift up your hearts. Let us give thanks unto the Lord our God. It is truly good, right, and salutary that we should at all times and all places give thanks to you, Holy Lord, Almighty Father, everlasting God, through Jesus Christ our Lord, who overcame the assaults of the devil and gave his life as a ransom for many, that with cleansed hearts we might be prepared joyfully to celebrate the Paschal feast in sincerity and truth. Therefore, with angels and archangels, and with all the company of heaven, we laud and magnify your glorious name, evermore praising you and saying, thank you. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, and the power, and the glory, forever and ever. Amen. Our Lord Jesus Christ, on the night when he was betrayed, took bread. And when he had given thanks, he broke it and gave it to the disciples and said, "Take, eat, this is my body, which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me." In the same way also, he took the cup after supper. And when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, "Drink of it, all of you. This cup is the New Testament in my blood, which is shed for you for the forgiveness of sins. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me." The peace of the Lord be with you always. This is the very bottom. Welcome to the table of the Lord. Take and eat. This is the very body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, which has been given into death for you. Take and drink. This is the very blood of Christ Jesus, which has been shed for you for the forgiveness of all your sins. The body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ, strengthen and preserve you in body and soul to life everlasting. Amen. Welcome to the table of the Lord. Take and eat. This is the very body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, given into death for you. Take and eat. This is the very body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, given into death for you. Take and eat. The very body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, given into death for you. Take and eat. This is the very body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, which has been given into death for you. Take and eat the very body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, which has been given into death for you. Take and eat the very body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, which has been given into death for you. This is the very blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, which has been shed for you for the forgiveness of all your sins. Take and drink the very blood of Christ shed for you. Take and drink the very blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, which has been shed for you for the forgiveness of all your sins. Take and drink. This is the very blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, which has been shed for you for the forgiveness of all your sins. Take and drink. This is the very blood of Christ shed for you for the forgiveness of all your sins. The body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ strengthen and preserve you in body and soul to life everlasting. Depart in peace. welcome to the table of the Lord. Take and eat. This is the very body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, which has been given into death for you. Take and eat the very body of Christ, given into death for you. Carter, the Lord bless you and keep you in your baptismal grace. Take and eat. This is the true body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, given into death for you. Take and eat. This is the very body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, given into death for you. Take and eat. The very body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, which has been given into death for you. Take and drink. This is the very blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, shed for you for the forgiveness of all your sins. Take and drink the true blood of Christ, shed for you for the forgiveness of all your sins. The body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ, strengthen and preserve you in body and soul to life everlasting. Depart in peace. Table of the Lord. Take and eat. This is the very body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, which has been given into death for you. Take and eat the true body of Christ, given into death for you. Take and eat. This is the very body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, given into death for you. Take and eat. The very body of Christ, given into death for you. Take and eat. This is the very body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, given into death for you. Savior Jesus Christ, shed for you for the forgiveness of all your sins. The body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ, strengthen and preserve you in body and soul to life everlasting. Depart in peace. Welcome to the table of the Lord. Take and eat. This is the very body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, which has been given into death for you. Take and eat. This is the very body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, given into death for you. Take and eat the true body of Christ, given into death for you. Take and eat. This is the very body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, which has been given into death for you. The Lord bless you and keep you in your baptismal grace. The Lord bless you and keep you in your baptismal grace. Take and eat. This is the very body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, given into death for you. Take and eat. This is the very body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, given into death for you. Take and drink. This is the very blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, shed for you for the forgiveness of all your sins. Take and drink the very blood of Christ, shed for you for the forgiveness of all your sins. The body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ, strengthen and preserve you for life everlasting. Depart in peace. to the table of the Lord. Take and eat. This is the very body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, which has been given into death for you. Take and eat. This is the very body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, given into death for you. Take and eat the true body of Christ, given into death for you. Take and eat. This is the very body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, given into death for you. Take and eat. This is the very body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, given into death for you. Take and eat the true body of Christ, given into death for you. Take and drink. This is the very blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, shed for you, for the forgiveness of all your sins. Take and drink. This is the very blood of Christ, shed for you, for the forgiveness of all your sins. Take and drink. This is the very blood of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, shed for you, for the forgiveness of all your sins. Take and drink the true blood of Christ, shed for you, for the forgiveness of all your sins. The body and blood of our Lord Jesus Christ strengthen and preserve you in body and soul to life everlasting. Depart in peace. I don't see anybody else. I'll get Lynn, so I think. Thank you.
Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good.
Let us pray. We give thanks to you, Almighty God, that you have refreshed us through this salutary gift. And we implore you that of your mercy, you would strengthen us through the same in faith toward you and in fervent love toward one another through Jesus Christ, your Son, our Lord, who lives and reigns with you in the Holy Spirit, one God, now and forever.
The Lord be with you. Bless we the Lord. The Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace.
Thank you for tuning in to the Divine Service at Zion Lutheran Church in Chippewa Falls. May the Word of Christ dwell in you richly. If you have any prayer requests, please let us know. You may call us at 715-723-6380 or stop by and visit 110 East Grand Avenue in Chippewa Falls. If you're looking for a church home, we'll gladly tell you more about Zion or help you find a congregation near you. These broadcasts are paid for by generous gifts made to our radio fund. If you'd like to contribute, click the Give tab on our website, zionlcmscf.org, or send a check to Zion Lutheran Church Radio Fund, 110 East Grand Avenue, Chippewa Falls, Wisconsin, 54729. Zion is a member of the Lutheran Church, Missouri City.